Hey everyone, welcome back to Little Birdie's Child Care Podcast with me, Millie. And today I want to talk about the difference between a set mindset and a growth mindset. And the reason I want to talk about this is because, you know, we're always told to positively praise children and to encourage them. And, you know, if they're doing something right, then to basically let them know that what they're doing, their action that they're doing is a good one. And I noticed, at least with the teachers, that whenever like children do something, they're always like, oh, good job, or oh, that's awesome. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to do that. But when you praise a child, or you praise what they're doing, like the action that they're doing, you need to be more specific. So that's something that we need to talk about, because, you know, as adults, we have this mentality that, oh, if they do something, we instantly praise it, they're going to understand. Yes and no. They need to know that we're not praising them. We're praising their action. We're praising the fact that there is growth happening. So for instance, you know, let's say that, you know, this child decided that they're going to wash their hands on their own. So, you know, for us, usually when a child decides to do something on their own, we're just like, oh, wow, that's great. That's good. Good job. You know, and to anyone else, it doesn't look like you're doing anything wrong. And technically you're not. You're, you know, praising the fact that, good, you're doing what you're supposed to. And, you know, you've done it on your own. But you have to be more specific. Okay, like when the child is washing their hands by themselves, instead of saying like a generic, you know, good job, or just like, you know, awesome, or you're amazing, you know, instead of praising them, you should praise their growth. The growth is what? The growth is that they have, you know, wash their hands on their own. They didn't need help. They didn't need assistance. They did what they have to do. And that's the difference between a set mindset and a growth mindset. And when we praise children, we need to praise them and teach them to have a growth mindset. Okay. So here's the biggest thing. When we're little, we're told that, you know, this is right, this is wrong. If you do this, good job. If you do this, that's wrong. Or you have to get straight A's, or you have to do this and you have to do that. Like, there's these set expectations. And when we reach those expectations, you know, it was like, okay, great, you did it. You got an A. Or great, you did it, you got a B. But you're not growing by doing that. You understand what I'm trying to say? You have a set mindset that, all right, this is how it needs to be. I need to at least get a B in this class, or I need to at least get an A in this class, or I need to at least do this extracurricular activity to make it look good on my resume. But what are you getting out of that? If you have this set mindset that it has to be this way, and once it gets this way, that's it, you're not growing. You're not growing as a person. You're not growing, you know, in whatever you're doing. So it's important to teach children the mindset of growth, that yes, you got a B, but you know what? Strive for an A. Or yes, you've got, you know, this extracurricular activity, but strive to do something else. Strive to further, to go further, to do more. Obviously, you can praise them along the way. It's not like that. But my point is that if you just say, oh, good job, you washed your hands, you know, the child is just, there's no growth. They're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna be like, okay, like, they're just gonna know that what they did was right, but they're not gonna understand why is it good. You gotta be specific when it comes to children. And it's okay to say, oh my God, you're awesome and you're cool. And, you know, it's okay to say that, but it's also one of those things where, why? Tell me, why am I awesome? Tell me, why am I cool? Is it because I did this or is it because I did something else? You know, they're not going to always be able to distinguish it. So that's what I mean by praise the action and allow them to live in a world where they can have a growth mindset. So that way they can strive to their fullest potential. And we're not just sitting there and, you know, having this societal like expectation that this is how it should be and this is what it should be. And if you get this, then you're doing great. And if you don't, you're failing. No, you need to show them that they need to grow and they need to strive. They need to achieve. They need to, you know, blood, sweat, tears. They need to learn that. And it can be for anything. It can be for potty training. It can be for hand washing, independence, you know, whatever it is, sleeping in their own bedroom or whatever, you know, anything that is going to make them understand that you have to work at it and you have to grow into this. You're not just going to one day wake up and be like, okay, I got it. It's going to take some time and you have to be okay with that. So that's what I wanted to talk about. It's a very, very straightforward podcast, very short and sweet to the point. But it's very important that we don't set these like ridiculous expectations. I mean, I have to say that when I was growing up, there was some ridiculous expectations and it set us up for a mindset that's just stagnant, you know, like you were just like, oh, okay, well, if I got this, this is all I needed, versus, oh, I got this, but I could do better, I can strive for better. And that's what we need to teach our children. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. It's very short and sweet to the point, but I, you know, it's just a food for thought, I guess is the best way to put it. So I will talk to you guys on the next podcast.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.